Rewinding Kaya FM on FM Rewind. Midday Joy. Joy with Unati.
It's 28 minutes after 2 on Kaya 959, and we're talking the inner working of our brains and bodies when experiencing stress, anxiety, and depression. And on the line, we have pharmacist specializing in natural medicine, Mr. Brent Murphy. Good afternoon, Brent, and thank you so much for your time.
Hi, Unati. Very, very nice to be on the air with you. Thank you.
Thank you so much for speaking to us. You know, mental health is such a, I wish it had a higher commodity, you know, when it came to our priorities as human beings, and especially in South Africa. And I think what intrigues me the most is differentiating between stress, anxiety, and depression. Could you take us through that, before we get into the remedies and the possible examples we could do to curb all those, the situations we're talking about?
I think before I even go there, I think the important thing to realize is that so many people would never tell a person with one leg, hey, you, with one leg, grow another leg. You would have sympathy and empathy that there is this physical problem that is impossible for the person just to grow another leg.
Yes.
And the same applies with anxiety and depression. There are physical changes that occur inside your brain. You have reduced production of anti-stress hormones. You have increased production of stress and depression-inducing hormones that prevent you from sleeping. And to tell somebody that it's just psychological and all in their mind, and they should just snap out of their depression, snap out of their sadness, get over their anxiety, is like telling someone to grow another leg. You are telling them to somehow physiologically change their neurotransmitters and their stress just by thinking about it. And it doesn't work that way. And that's why we need to be empathetic and have kindness towards other people that are suffering what is really a physical condition that's going on in their brain.
Mm.
And to realize that depression and anxiety is not all in the mind. It's in the brain. It's not all psychological. It's physiological. It's a physical thing that's happening in your body. Now, what happens basically, stress is the external influence. It could be financial.
Mm.
It could be your relationship with a one.
Mm.
It could be work. It could be COVID. It could be any stress that you are experiencing.
Yeah.
Now, some people handle stress with no problem. They handle stress just fine.
Yeah.
And other people, they respond to stress with anxiety. So anxiety is a response to stress, and it often results in worry, in panic, and typically inability to sleep. Because when you are anxious, the levels of a stress hormone goes up, called cortisol.
Yeah.
And cortisol is an anti-sleep hormone. It stops you sleeping.
Yeah.
And when you can't sleep, you don't recover mentally, and you get more anxious the next day. So there's this vicious circle of stress causing anxiety and worry, worry causing an inability to sleep, lack of sleep causing anxiety, and then over many, many weeks, you can start becoming sad and depressed and not even interested in life, really, not interested in fun things to do, and that is depression. So anxiety is the worry and panic, and depression is the sadness and loss of interest in things that used to interest you.
So Brent, let's teach South Africa. If someone comes to you with a problem, or if someone says, I'm stressed, or I'm suffering from anxiety, or I am slipping into depression, what do you advise that our rhetoric should be, our answer to those people should be? Let's teach South Africans how to receive somebody who's saying, I'm not okay. Because I think therein lies the first problem, in that, as you were saying, it becomes a pushback. Ach, just get over it. As you said, just grow another limb, which is unacceptable in today's society. How do we respond and receive people when they say to us they're not okay?
You know, Anati, I'm not a psychologist, so I can't give a psychologist's answer. I can give a pharmacist's answer.
Or a human answer, Brent. We trust you as a human as well.
It's exactly it. And that's it. I think the important thing is to realize that, in a sense, we're all psychologists, in the sense that we all are human.
Yeah.
We all should understand or have empathy towards our loved ones.
Yeah.
And towards even not loved ones, you know. It's easy to love your loved ones. It's not necessarily easy to love your enemy.
Yeah.
And love a stranger. But yet human beings are born, unless you're a psychopath, you are born with an inherent empathy to understand and be kind. So my personal thing, if I even tell my goddaughter, you know, people say, you know, what's the most important quality in your goddaughter, in your 14-year-old goddaughter?
Yeah.
And is it that she's beautiful? Is it that she's talented? And I say, no, the most important thing is that she's kind.
No.
Because kindness is the most amazing tool to not only heal others, but also to to get them to form part of your tribe, to get the support that you might need, be that in the workplace or whatever. So my thing is, accept somebody with kindness, with empathy, with understanding, and certainly by not doing that, you encourage people themselves to think that if they're suffering from anxiety or depression, that they should be sorting themselves out. And you actually start getting people being embarrassed that they, and hiding the fact that they have a mental health problem like anxiety or depression.
Yeah. Because it's often associated with embarrassment and humiliation.
Correct. And it's hidden. And people smile through the mask. Smile through the mask of Instagram, you know?
Yeah.
Pretending everything's fine, but it's not fine. You know, there was a study done by the South African Depression and Anxiety Group, SADAC, last year.
Yeah.
And they found that 60%, like more than 60%, I think it was 57% of people that they interviewed reported having anxiety, and this was at the start of COVID.
Yeah.
So it was COVID-related anxiety. But 67%, of which more than 50% reported anxiety, and more than 40% reported depression. And anxiety is the panic and the worry, and depression is the sadness and the lack of interest in life and in fun things.
That's a scary statistic if you think about it, right? If you think that 67% of a population can change a constitution, 67% of our country is not well.
Yes. And the fact that they did this anonymously shows that there must be something, there must be an embarrassment factor.
Yeah.
Because 67% of your friends don't come to you and admit that. Instead, they try to pretend that they are all doing fine and look at their lovely new car and how well they are handling their school kids and all of that sort of thing. And I think I don't know if it's a South African thing, but there tends to be this sort of machoism within South Africans that you have to be able to be on top of your psychological health and that it might be a weakness not to be on top of it. So get to understand that there are things like, do you remember, I know this is I'm now speaking as a pharmacist.
Yes.
Do you remember your mom might say to you, let's say, for example, you're suffering stress and anxiety and you can't sleep at night.
Yes.
Your mom would say, yeah, have a warm glass of milk before you go to bed.
Yes.
Because it'll help you sleep better.
Yes.
Do you know that milk contains a type of protein called tryptophan?
Yes.
Which is a precursor in the brain that your brain uses to make happy hormones. It's the precursor your brain uses to make serotonin and to melatonin.
And then you warm it up for a bit more comfort. I love that.
Warm it up so it gets absorbed. Because things only don't get absorbed from the stomach until their body temperature.
So
if you drink it cold, it's going to stay. So it's a way of fast delivery to the body. Is that if you serve it warm, it goes much more quickly into your body.
Okay,
and it helps. And you know, there's another thing. There's green tea. Green tea contains an amino acid called theanine.
Yeah.
And theanine, it's a calming amino acid. It helps the brain make neurotransmitters that prevent anxiety. So if you're feeling anxious, you can take green tea. Green tea contains caffeine, so you must have the decaffeinated caffeine, because caffeine can make you anxious.
Okay.
If you're anxiety, you're loading your body with green tea full of caffeine,
yes,
you might be making it worse. But if you buy the decaffeinated green tea,
yes,
all the caffeine is gone, but you've still got all the theanine inside the green tea
itself. So, Brent, just in case, like someone like me, I can't keep down green tea. It literally involuntarily just comes back up. Are you? Is there an alternative for some people like us who can't keep green tea down?
Absolutely. So, for example, you can buy theanine, that amino acid.
Yes.
You can buy it in a capsule form.
Oh, stunning.
And so you can go down to the pharmacy over the counter and you can actually ask for theanine. And it's a substance. It's inside green tea.
Is there anything else you can suggest for us? So we've gone through warm milk. We're going through green tea. I see the mention of bananas here as well.
Oh, yes. bananas also contain tryptophan.
Yeah.
That's calming amino acid that helps relieve depression.
Okay.
But once again, if you can't stand bananas, you can actually buy a supplement that contains tryptophan.
Okay.
And then there are a number of different brands. There's no specific brand, but the name of the supplement is 5-HTP. And there are a number of different, it's 5-hydroxytryptophan. And that is the amino acid that boosts mood. And you can find it over under a number of different brands in a pharmacy.
A lot of us are finding that we're suffering from insomnia more than ever. You know, someone like me, I never used to suffer from insomnia, but a situation that can traumatize me will literally render me sleepless the entire night. For example, I didn't sleep last night because I went through a traumatic experience yesterday. How do you suggest that we overcome these kind of things? Because, you know, as you were saying, insomnia is obviously due to a stress or a trauma that you went through or you're thinking about, and then you don't sleep and you wake up tired. When you wake up tired, your mood is already influenced in a negative way, and then it's just a rollover effect. How do you suggest that some of us then deal with possibly new cases of insomnia, or even those who have just accepted that they've become insomniacs over time?
Right. Okay. So, reduce resistance to stress. So it's the root cause often of anxiety. The next day, you are not ready to cope with the stress because your stress hormones are already So there's an amino acid. Now, these amino acids are types of proteins. And the reason I always harp on amino acids with this sort of mental health issue is that amino acids are what your brain uses to make different neurotransmitters. Amino acids make different neurotransmitters. Neurotransmitters are brain hormones. And the neurotransmitter that helps you sleep is called melatonin. Now, to raise melatonin, you need a prescription for melatonin if you buy it over the counter, but you can naturally raise melatonin, like I mentioned with the warm milk, but particularly that helps you sleep better and helps promote healthy sleep is an amino acid called glycine, G-L-Y-C-I-N-E. Now, it's difficult to get that in a food. You do get it in a product called Sleep Naturally, which is a which is basically a sachet that you tear open, you pour into water, stir that, and that contains that amino acid glycine, which helps you sleep better at night. It also helps prevent excessive release of that stress hormone that is so dangerous because it helps it raise blood pressure, cause anxiety, and perpetuates insomnia. So it's helping to treat the cause. And that's why I like natural medicine so much, because natural medicines, for example, glycine or the tryptophan from milk, are all working at a neurotransmitter level to help restore neurotransmitters that prevent release of this cortisol, stress hormone, and promote sleep. Unlike, and, I don't, and I'm not bashing pharmaceutical medicines, I am a pharmacist and I love pharmaceutical medicines, but they're often overused for sleep or for stress, whereby they are more acting almost like alcohol to numb the pain, to rather than correcting the neurotransmitter imbalance underneath. As a result, one continues using them and can even become dependent on them.
Yeah, so and it's a vicious cycle that never gets solved or broken. Absolutely. It just gets perpetuated with every action. I've got you.
It can even get worse because when you try to come off it, you get rebound insomnia and anxiety. So I'm not saying people that are on their sleeping tablets or anti-anxiety tablets should change. I'm saying they should change if their doctor agrees. But what I am saying is that if you are on them, generally they are for short-term use. And if you can, under the auspices of your doctor and your pharmacist, you could then investigate changing over to a natural medicine. Or if you're not already on a pharmaceutical, you could then go straight in and just try a natural medicine. Try something like Sleep Naturally. Try buy a use green tea that's decaffeinated or warm milk. Or all three of those things. You know, the things with natural medicines, they come from foods. They come from plants. And you don't only eat tomatoes or only eat cabbage or only eat broccoli or only drink milk. You generally in your diet eat many different things. And the same with supplements. Is sometimes it's good to combine different supplements because they are, their origin is from food. So you could combine green tea with milk, with banana, with Sleep Naturally. And all together, they're raising the different neurotransmitters. One that helps with depression, one that helps prevent anxiety, one that opposes the stress hormone cortisol, and one that helps you sleep. So there's nothing wrong with combining them to truly get a balance of all of the stress hormones and brain hormones that help you sleep and not have anxiety or depression.
Brent, you've been tremendously informative and tremendously educational. What a wonderful help you are, and thank you for being you. Thank you for giving us alternatives. You know, I think it is part of the healing process that we often don't speak about, and we often don't realize we do have choices. As you were saying, traditional pharmaceutics, we can have natural options to them. So thank you for giving us this very detailed and informative conversation today. Thank you so much, Brent.
Anytime, Anna. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
It's 43 minutes after 2 on Kaya 959. That was Brent Murphy, specializing in natural medicine and just, you know, dissecting the difference between stress, anxiety, and depression, and how we can treat all those three challenges in terms of natural options, and also to make sure that we can sleep well and have better days and look forward to tomorrow.
Midday Joy. Joy with Unati. Rewinding. Rewinding Kaya FM on FM Rewind. Visit kayafm.co.za for more.